For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Detaching the ones who keep acting attached, it's a leech. I am no pastor, but actually preaching. Look up these letters and actually reach.
That was where it all began. Had to put in work every day, we got it in. We chased all our dreams and now they can't believe it. We make it look easy.
You currently locked into the coldest podcast in the land. It's your boy, B. Jones, a.k.a. Bolo, and you know when I'm pulling up to the porch. I can't pull up without my dog.
What's going on, y'all? It's your main man here, Big Smitty, a.k.a. D-Nice. And you heard what Bolo just said. This is the porch. Welcome. What's going on, y'all, man? It's a new week. You know what I'm saying? It's a new day. We out here feeling good, man. Bolo, how you doing, brother?
Blessed, highly favored, man. You know I'm 10 toes down. Can't get on the porch, man, unless we thank God first, man. God is good. I'm blessed, brother. You told me the sun's still shining in L.A., huh?
Yeah, man. Daylight savings, man. You know, we spring forward. So the time goes forward. You lose an hour of sleep, but you gain an hour of sunlight, man. So the sun is finally starting to set right now. But, hey, man, I can't complain. Like you said, man, God is good. It's been a great week, man. And it's been a really good week when it comes to sports betting, man. Shout out to Bet Online, man. Go to betonline.ag. To all your sports gambling needs, man. You got March Madness coming up. You got the women's basketball. I know you watch LSU and South Carolina. They was throwing hands on the court. Iowa, Caitlin Clark won their third back-to-back-to-back Big Ten title. So a lot of opportunities to make some money. And the best place to do that at is betonline.ag. But, Bolo, man, we got a fun show for the fans today. And I can't wait to get straight to it. And the best way to do that is by starting off with my favorite segment, my brand new favorite segment called What's Your Response? So I'm going to pass it to you, Bolo, to set it off and let us know, man, what we got today.
Okay, so for my new porch listeners, understand What's Your Response? This is where we get real life scenarios from our friends and family. And instead of us giving the advice, we'll ask, obviously, the porch family to give their thought and opinion on that specific scenario. So check this out, because this one's crazy, right? So follow me here. So my dog wanted the porch's thought in a situation he was most recently in. He has two friends that met through him, homie number one and homie number two, right? They're cool, but they're not day ones. So they ain't kicking it everywhere. They ain't texting every day. They not really in that capacity, right?
Right.
So homie number one hit him up and said he's been messaging this girl he's seen on Instagram. He didn't know who she was until he finally asked my dog, hey, do you know this girl? Because he noticed that, you know, his homeboy was a mutual friend.
Got you.
So my dog hit him back and said, that's homie number two's ex-girl. Homie number one then replies and says, I'm just cool with him. He yo day one.
Uh-oh.
Homie number two finds out and he wants them to stop talking immediately. So now my dog is conflicted right now.
Right.
So my question to the porch family is, what advice should my dog tell homie number one? Should he keep pursuing the situation? Should he dead it? Should my homie advocate for it? Because he's kind of stuck in the pickle right now. So what's y'all thought?
Man, talk about being stuck between a rock and a hard place, man. I cannot wait to hear from our porch family, to hear their opinion. But obviously, we got to give ours too. I got so many questions, man. I feel like, all right, number one, just for clarity, this is homie number two's ex. That means they're done. They're not talking. They're not trying to give us, it's over. It's a wrap. Done.
Right. But let me make clearance though. There are certain situations, I think a lot of males can probably speak to it too, that they can always say like, hey, so-and-so off limits. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are people just automatically off limits? I mean, is that what it is?
I do.
Or is it like free game?
I think for certain people it is. Like, if you like, you in my main circle, right? Like, you my dog. Like, I wouldn't expect my main guy to be messing with somebody who I was with, because I'm gonna have so many different thoughts. Like, damn, like, was you thinking about getting with her when we was together? Was you eyeing her? Stuff like that. But this scenario is not like that. In this scenario, you said homie number one and homie number two, they cool for sure. They see each other. It's love. They cool. Shake up.
Yeah, they show love, but they wouldn't be in the same capacity, right? If it wasn't for my dog. But they cool though. They cool to where they got numbers. They exchange numbers. Maybe they'll text between them. So they cool enough to be cool, cool.
But homie number one don't know the history of homie number two's dating. Right. He wasn't there when they were dating. He has no idea. It wasn't his intentions to like shoot his shot at Shorty, knowing that it was homie number two's ex. He's already talking to Shorty, doing this thing, and then he later found out from your dog that it was the ex. So my initial question is like, how long have they been rapping? Because if they're already deep into it, Bolo, I'm saying if it's been
months. Let's say a couple weeks.
A couple weeks. So it's early. It's early.
But it's going good though.
It's going good. Okay, they vibing. Good conversation. They
vibing. It's cool.
She's laughing at all his jokes.
It's flowing.
Listen, you know? Man. But we gotta be. I think we got to be grown man. We got to remove that pride and remove that emotions. Because I get it. As a man, like, you just have that natural feeling in your chest. It's like, how we homies and you messing with woo-woo? But in this scenario, this was not some intentional thing, and this homie was not around. So this is what I would do. I would advise your dog to tell homie number one to just talk to homie number two. Like, hey, bro, I've been talking to Shorty for a few weeks. I just found out from our mutual dog that this was your ex. Obviously, me and you built our own kind of separate friendship. I don't want to make things like uncomfortable or weird for you, but I'm not going to lie. Like, we are vibing. It's going good. And I would like to pursue this to see if it has any legs. Is that going to be a problem? And I think I would just set the table like that and just step back and let those two men handle it. It's not your dog, the middleman's job to handle this, in my opinion. I think two men gotta just talk. Now, will it be uncomfortable? Probably so, but that's how we get past stuff. I think in any relationship, friendship, marriage, dating, whatever, communication is a solution. And I think if they just, if you just approach it on some respect type stuff and they can just talk, then they should be able to move forward. And if homie number two was if he responds and says something like, nah, bro, you can't talk to her, that tells me, from outside looking in, he still got feelings for her.
Because I was going to say, what if a conversation was had, but homie number one decided to continue to pursue it?
So you saying, let's say it had a conversation, homie number two basically was like, yeah, bro, like, nah, you got
that's off limits, bro.
Off limits.
Is it wrong for him to do it? But as the dog, right, or the middleman per se, like you said, you know, my dog said he out of it. He ain't got nothing to do with it. He ain't in it. You know what I mean? That's a fact. But at the same time, what does he do in that situation though? Does he advocate? If number one come up to him and ask him for advice, like, hey, bro, what you think?
You know what you do? You know what your dog do? Be like, hey, this situation, I gotta just stay out of it. I can't give you no advice. I can't give you advice. Right. It's just y'all gotta handle it. Cause like y'all know it. Cause they know it. Like, y'all know I'm cool with both of y'all. Y'all both my brothers. I love both of y'all. So don't even put me in that predicament. Y'all are two grown ass men. Y'all two talk. Why I gotta be the one that gotta like, well, nah, bro, go tell your boy that he needs to stop talking to her, or it's gonna be a problem. Well, nah, you go tell your boy that I didn't fell in love with her, and now I wanna. Well, you, it's like, hell nah, bro. Y'all two, we ain't kids. Y'all ain't females. Y'all handle that.
That's real. That's some real shit, though. That's some real grown man shit. But at the same time, though, that's perfect scenario, though. How many niggas you really got communicating like that? Niggas ain't gonna really communicate like that.
But I'm speaking from a growth mindset, Bolo.
That's very next level shit right there.
Yeah. And I mean, what's the other solution?
That was the best response.
They gonna throw hands?
No, I don't think it's fight, but you know, I don't think it ever comes down to that. Yeah. But you know, I think, you know, if people did what how you explained, I think the world would be a much better place. You know what I mean? It'll be less drama, less confusion, because it comes down to communication. But it's still a sticky situation.
Yeah.
So
it's sticky, because like, let's say the relationship actually works out, they get like married or something, and now they want to double date with the middleman, with the dog, and like go out with him and his girl. And now you with the ex of homie number one or homie number two, but now you homie number one and he with her. And it's
like a whole little vortex.
Y'all taking pictures and stuff, and y'all like, you know what I mean, in the snow on ice skin and shit, and y'all just having a good time. And homie over there seeing it, like, he didn't move on. He got new shorty and everything, but he just seen his ex. On.
But people say it. People say it's wrong though for homie number two to feel some type of way, especially if he in a relationship right now.
I mean, you can't control how you feel though. So I can't tell somebody to be wrong about how they feel. Feel is just like an initial thing. Like if something happens right now, immediately, we all will have a reaction. Your body just reacts. You know what I'm saying? So you can't be mad about how you feel, but you can control how you react to the feeling. We all feel stuff. You know what I mean? Emotional. You know, it could be sadness.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anger, pain, etc. But how do you respond to that? That's where, you know, things happen, you know. So I get, we men, we got egos, bro. We feel like
pride strong.
If I was pride strong, like if that's my woman, that's my woman. If we break up, like, yeah, she ain't mine no more, but anybody in my circle, y'all can't even rock with her. You know that. And I'm with that when it comes to my immediate, like my dog. Like my dog wouldn't even try that, you know, it wouldn't even be on that. But if it's an outsider, it's like, damn, they didn't know. You know, it makes it weird. It's hard for me because I've been with my girl for so damn long. So it's like, if I put myself in a situation, I would probably not do this. I'd be like, hell no, you can't be with her because I've been with her for so long. But, you know, I know my situation is very unique. So, like, everybody's not like that. So I just don't know.
Hey, man, we definitely want to figure out what the Porch family think. I know y'all probably screaming at each other right now because I know a lot of people got some mixed opinions on it. So, man, it's an icy situation. Just to let y'all know, I didn't give my dog any advice because I'm like, shit, I don't want to steer you in the wrong direction, brother. Sometimes the best advice is no advice.
There you go. Amen. Amen. He's preaching, man. But yeah, make sure y'all let us know in the comments, man, or the reviews, what y'all would do. Ladies, men, both sides, we want to get both perspectives. Moving on to a little bit of sports, though, man, because it is, you know, we're shooting this right now on Monday. So I don't know if you listen to it right now on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever day. But we're shooting this right now on Monday, which is the first day of free agency in the NFL. It's been a lot of crazy moves. We can't go through all of them because we'd be here all night long. But, Bolo, man, you got Russell Wilson to the Steelers. You got Kirk Cousins to the A with the Falcons. Even your team in Chicago, y'all got D. Swift. And running back, man. I guess let me ask you this real quick. What has been, like, the biggest moves, the most, I guess, maybe surprising moves or whatever that have hit so far in your eyes?
I think the biggest one for me, I'm going to go with two. The biggest one for me is a guy who has an Achilles tear gets paid $90 million to go play for the Atlanta Falcons.
Ooh, Kirk Cousins. Okay.
Come on. Kirk Cousins. I mean, I just feel like – I mean, I think he's a great quarterback, but to just come off of an injury and to get paid, though, I mean, you're not really seeing that. So, shout out to his agent for that. And then my next one is Saquon Barkley. I mean, going to a rival team, you know what I'm saying? The power that offense already possessed is going to get even stronger now. Like, people thinking it ain't really going to be like that because – they think Saquon is, you know, kind of washed up, but I think this is going to be the spark that he needs to kick back into, you know what I mean?
On paper, they look phenomenal. It looks like them and the Niners from a roster standpoint. Top to bottom is like two of the best rosters in the league. I'm going to go with Russell Wilson to the Steelers, though. I think that move right there is huge. I mean, we always praise Mike Tomlin for never having a losing season. He's always winning at least 9-10 games, regardless of who he has a QB. Made to the playoffs last year, was competing with in the playoffs as well. So it's like, now you bring just a solid quarterback. Even if we all know Russell's not the same Russ of old, but even last year, man, I mean, his numbers were pretty solid. 20-some touchdowns. I think he was in single digits when it came to picks. And the Broncos started to roll for a little minute. If he performs even at that level with this Pittsburgh Steelers team, with that amazing defense, that running game, Mike Tomlin, that physicality out there, man, the AFC North, y'all better watch out. Now, I know that's a loaded conference or loaded division, excuse me, with the Ravens, obviously. Burrow's going to be back with Cincy. There's a lot going on, but I think the Steelers is going to be a real contender in that division. And, hey, if you make it to the playoffs, who knows what could happen? You know, just make it and go from there. So, I'm excited, man. There. And, of course, my coach, we signed Michael Pittman, you know, junior 3 year, I think 70-some million.
Big
I
dog.
Like Michael Pittman. I'm glad we solidified that and got that, you know, got that done. Grover Stewart. Solidified. Zaire Franklin, we re-signed him. So a lot of our staples on the team from a coach standpoint, I'm glad we were able to, like, lock them in. It makes me happy as a fan.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Shout out to the coach.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir, man. But moving on, man, moving on to a little bit more of a cultural topic, I'll say. I know that this is good for both men and women. But have you been watching that show, the new season of Love is Blind? I know I feel like it's right your alley.
Man, I've watched show y'all. So since football is over, right, I always try to find something to watch, you know, with the ladies since I got my time back. Monday night football, Thursday night football, Friday night football, every day. So football over now, you know, we jump into the reality TV. So Love is Blind is a show that we've been watching. And yeah, it's been crazy, man. Primarily, obviously, people who don't know about, you know, Love is Blind. It's like when people literally come into these pods and they just kind of alternate different rooms and get to just know people just from, you know, just kind of speaking to people in the same room. But it's like a board. It's like a wall set up. So you don't see this person. You don't know what they look like. You just fall in love with people based upon, you know, who they are, I guess, talking to them. So
crazy, bro. No, it's wild, man. And like you said, I started to kind of catch up and try to binge watch over this last week to get caught up on everything. I know there's been a lot of clips online for even people who don't watch the full show. I'm sure you've seen some of these clips of the wedding ceremonies and things like that. I guess let's kind of touch on some of these couples, right? So, like, obviously, you know, the way the season go, I think in the first, like, six episodes, I think, like, five people proposed, like, quickly. That's it was, like, crazy.
Easy. Out the gate.
Everything out the gate, you know what I mean? It was a couple of love triangles going on, yeah, something like that.
And I think even before we get to that, right, I just feel like you really can't fall in love with somebody until you actually get to, like, see them. Like, I get people, like, tell you stuff, like, how they feel. But unless you see, like, their body language, you know what I mean, the eye contact, I think that adds more of a connection. Because I can literally be saying something to somebody on the other side of the wall and don't feel anything. Right. You know what I'm saying? I can just say it because it sounds good. So I feel like a lot of the shit that they be saying so quick, just be capped because it sounds good.
I agree. I'm with you 100%, man. Listen, if someone tells you that looks don't matter in the relationship, they lying to your face. Looks matter, number one.
And we see it.
Yeah, you see it. You see it. Like, when you holler at somebody, the first thing that you see is their looks. Before you do anything, before you know their personality, before you know who their family is, their mama, their siblings, none of that. It's how they look. That's what draws you in.
It ain't too many people going to the club or you know, a lounge and saying, "Ooh, I think she talk really nice.
Oh my God.
Let me go over there and talk to her.
Ooh, she spit game."
You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody thinking like that. I think
don't get me wrong, that do add to it. And once you get
it
to
adds know, to it like, once you, yeah.
Personality, but, I mean, dope, she's sweet. Is, yeah. It, you know, like it can enhance how you even look, honestly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be like an average looking chick, but personality, your vibe, everything's fucking just dope. And to me, it can give you extra points to make you just more attractive overall. But at the end of the day, you come out, you cross that wall, and you see that person's face, and if they don't look like the way you was hoping they look, it's gonna be a problem. So I'm with you 100%. That's why this show to me is insane. It don't make no sense.
It's insane.
No,
man.
Couples they damn near never work out too, but you can keep it funky.
Yeah, they never work out. And the thing that gets me is so funny. It's like when you watch the show, right? So how the show goes, I think you get about 14 days. You know, people start to build connections with people. Once you build those connections, you know, it becomes a stronger connection where you meet a little bit more. You meet more often, and then somebody ends up proposing. Once they propose, you get to see that person, you know, in the flesh, like see what they really look like. Right.
Right.
Then moving forward. Right. They, you know, go on honeymoons and stuff, do all the extra stuff, like go on vacation, whatever the case may be. But then they all come together. So all the people that were in the pods, everybody, like the people that you talked to that you didn't get engaged with, everybody on the show is just in one place where everybody get to see what everybody look like. Right. And then that's when you see the true character of people come out, where they like, oh shit, like, you mean to tell me I was talking to you? But I thought you looked like you. Right. So now, even though I'm with you, I'm about to fuck with you type shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's your real type now. I was like, shit, that's who I really would. That's my style. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like the silly shit. Like the one relationship, right, was Jeremy and Laura, right? So yeah. Jeremy and Laura, y'all, right, they was kicking it. Like he ended up getting engaged to Laura, but he was fucking with the chick Sarah Ann in the pods, right? Yeah. So they end up getting engaged. They kicking it, whatever, whatever. Shit. Laura got tracking on his phone. Shit, he was up there by Sarah Ann in them house getting it in with her. Mm-hmm. Buddy come in the house at 5 a.m. I'm like, first off, brother, this is what I got to say. You can tell he ain't a brother because check this out. Ain't nobody just willingly saying like, hey, babe, here's my, I'm going to just drop a pin so you can just track my location.
This off the bat.
This off the bat.
I don't even know like, each other for real. It's been fucking 2 weeks.
About to do that. Yeah, right. Like who's about to do that? Because if I'm going to do that, that's just going to raise suspicion anyway. Like that's just like some reverse psychology shit. Like I'm a get this to you, make it feel like you know, you can trust me. So you ain't going to check it. But Shorty checked that shit. And she noticed that he was up there with the Sarah Ann chick. Got his ass caught up. Dumbass.
That's a dumbass move right there, bro. Overthinking the situation. You know,
without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Niggas look so dumb when they get caught up. I'm like, bro, just eat, just take the L. Just, you know.
But the whole concept, I'm sorry, man. It's just stupid. We both married men. We know how much of a grind it is to actually get to the stage of proposing and then getting to a marriage and then maintaining that marriage. These people are getting engaged within like 14 days and then they crying. Oh my God, I can't believe he did me like this. He did me like this. I saw Shorty Jessica on there, man. She was like the one with the kid and she was so hurt that buddy, how could you do this? Like, I'm so heartbroken. Baby girl, it's been 11 days. You that heartbroken? You need to go. That's deeper. There's some deeper trouble that you're dealing with. You need to go to therapy and deal with your inner trauma. Cause like you shouldn't be this hurt in 11 days over a man that you just been talking to through a wall. To me, that comes off as you was desperate to find.
Now that you say that, I was gonna say I think it does turn to a bit of desperation because you know obviously when we talk to Jacqueline, you know there's no phones, there's no social media, there's no contact with the outside world, right? So, you know, obviously limited distractions along with like additional conversation with somebody. Like, I feel like you naturally like pouring into something else because everything else has been stripped away. You know what I'm saying? Which gives the impression that, you know, you're more attracted to the person, you know, than you really are because you're like confined to a specific, you know, situation and kind of forced to have these conversations.
Yeah. I mean, I feel it. And I mean, that's definitely a good point. Like, it's literally just y'all comment, like all your focus is on this for those 2 weeks. But I still believe all this shit is cap, bro. I love you. Bro, either you just lying, number one, or number two, you don't know what love is, and you think it is because you're having a fun conversation. And you
all
think
of that.
And then the girls be like this. The girls be.
Yeah, they be.
I'm speechless. He just said he loves me. It's like they've never heard it before.
Seeing their faces, man, when they first see each other for the first time, niggas be like, damn, this bitch.
Yeah, I play it
all. Trash, bro. This one bitch on the show, she was a little, she said she looked like Megan Fox. And Buddy seen her, and Buddy was like, nah, I thought you said you looked like Megan Fox. Like, don't cap. Don't cap in there. Don't get in there and get the capping.
Don't even like lower, like if anything, lower the bar though.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't go to Megan Fox, Megan Good. Don't go to any Megan.
Like Megan Fox.
Don't go to any of the Megans.
Like, Meg the Stallion, right? You can't go to none of the Megans.
Like, leave all the Megans off the table. Like,
nah, facts. That's funny as fuck.
Be a Britney or some shit. Like, don't, like, what you, what you
funny
own?
As fuck.
But one couple that I do want to talk about specifically, man, is the black couple. It was AD. It was an O'Clay and AD.
Clay, yeah.
Clay and AD, man. It was interesting, man. Their journey, they were vibing in the pods, and they had a couple moments where I feel like Clay got a little jealous, you know, because she was talking to was but named Mike. It was like he was kind of weird buddy a little bit, but she
the
first few episodes,
white
kind
dude,
of
white dude.
Yep, white dude. They're kind of vibing. He kind of got in his feelings. He apologized. Clay said something in the pause, like, hey, like I'm not gonna come down on bending knee if I'm not attracted to you, basically. That was a weird conversation. But then they ended up seeing each other. It looked like he was attracted to her initially, but like a lot went down, bro. And obviously, I'm sure most people saw the video at this point, man. They got to the altar, bro. And he basically was like, listen, it wouldn't be right for me as a man to actually like take your hand in marriage. And he just like he waited to the actual wedding day itself, actual ceremony. And walked off. Like, how crazy is that, bro? Why not do that? Why not make that decision prior to the actual ceremony?
Yeah, that's a fact. I mean, I feel like at the end of the day, though, I feel like I'm glad he did do it before he went all the way through it. Obviously, he ripped the Band-Aid off, but I'm like, I appreciate somebody doing it now than actually, like, tying the knot and then, like, divorcing, whatever. Which goes back to another point. I'm like, do they really get marriage license? Like, is the marriage really real? Like, are they really certified by like the state of whatever wherever they are, you know, that they legally married and legally bonded? So that's one thing. But he definitely should have did it sooner. But like throughout the show, Buddy was throwing out hints though of like he didn't want to get married, and he was kind of saying about situations with his past, how it affected kind of how he moved it, you know, now. So I'm like, oh girl, you seen that shit, which makes me believe it's like you just won the storyline because you know that nigga ain't want to get married.
Right, because correct me if I'm wrong, he was making some comments about like his daddy was like cheated, used to cheat, so like that, issues with infidelity. So like he's concerned that he's gonna have the same issues and he can't control. Like, bro, you a grown ass man.
Yeah,
you a grown ass man. You saying my daddy cheated, so I'm a cheat. That's like saying my daddy was broke, so I'm gonna be broke. My daddy, you a grown ass man, bro. At some point, you gotta take ownership. That was a little boy answer. I'm sorry.
That had
to be a turnoff for AD, and I hope we can get her on the porch, man. I got so many questions I want to ask her as a woman, especially a black woman. You don't want no like a black woman don't want no man to come off as like a little boy. You want a man's man who gonna take ownership, take pride. And I just feel like blaming your daddy for the stuff that you're doing is just wrong. We all got issues with our parents. Ain't nobody parents perfect. Like, I get all that.
Can't be a product of that, though.
Can't be no product of that, bro. At some point, you got to own up to that and make decisions. If you decide to go cheat, that's a conscious effort. You know what you're doing. Right.
It's a verb.
But he's talking like it's like it's the fucking, like it's a disease. Like, my daddy passed it over to me. I just can't shake it off. I tried to take some medicine. I took the no cheat vaccine and it just didn't work. I still got it.
For real.
It's just clowning, man. So
that shit. So the whole show, I mean, obviously it's entertainment, it's reality TV, so it is what it is. But it's just funny how I see people kind of pour into the Love Is Blind shit. Obviously, you can believe what you can believe, but I do believe beauty is in the eye of the beholder, not the blind.
Come on now.
Love is not blind. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You see with your eyes first.
You can't love somebody without seeing them.
Come on.
But you know what? One last thing just came to my head, though. What if you were actually born blind, though?
I know. I thought about that once I said
now,
that.
Because now we saying if you blind, you can't fall in love.
But hey, look at Ray Charles, though. Ray Charles used to feel women and have a good idea if they were attractive or not.
Talk to him. So maybe you can't see him, but it got to be some sense of...
some sensory type of thing. He used to, bro, if y'all, everybody watch, you know what I mean, the Ray Charles movie, he used to feel their forearms and shit, get a good idea of who he was dealing with.
Yep.
Bigger women, he said no. We seen him say no. We seen him say yes. So he.
And when you really blind, Bolo, your other senses like are heightened. So when you feel, you can actually know how they look like. It's my feeling.
Yeah, he probably having a depiction of what they actually look like. That's a fact.
Titty and shit. He probably had a white girl was like,
Nah. Get the fuck on there, man.
He's like,
Facts.
So, hey, maybe we wrong, though. I'm sure we're going to hear about it in the comments, though. But moving on to the final topic, kind of semi-sports related. This clip of LeBron James, man, was all over the internet. He set out, you know, one of the games here recently for the Lakers. He had, like, an ankle situation he was dealing with. And it's a clip of him. You know, he dressed up clean, got his glasses on. He probably, you know, been sipping on wine, probably smoked some bud before the game. Want to keep
it come on.
But he's sitting on the sideline, man. He got Jeannie Buss, who's the president, you know, owner of the Lakers. Then you got Linda Rambis, who's like the executive of like special projects or special events for the Lakers. Two higher ups for the Lakers and decision makers. So they're surrounding him. He's in the middle. They're just having conversations. But it's like the whole time LeBron is on this cool shit. He like vibing. He's talking mm-hmm. to Linda.
Yeah, popping his shit. His
buzz. Yeah. He just moving like he just that like he Himothy. And I don't read lips, Bolo, but the internet is the internet. They read his lips, and you can see LeBron saying, okay, so first of all, happy International Women's Day. And after he said that, that's when, you know, Linda was like, oh my gosh, LeBron, grabbed his arms, grabbed his biceps and shit.
Right.
Jeannie Buss went as far as to lay on Buddy, laid out on his shoulder, closed her. She was so comfortable, Bolo, had her eyes closed. Oh, and they screenshot that picture, and now all hell then broke loose on the internet, bro. So I got to ask you, I guess my first question is, this: what's your reaction to that? Like, is LeBron wrong for that moment?
Like, bro, I feel like pictures are worth 1,000 words, which means that it could be 1,000 words of misinterpretation. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can snap a picture quick, you may not see kind of how the situation panned out. I think if he kind of caught in a quick spot, right? I mean, he don't want to be like, bitch, get off me. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's Jeannie. That's Jeannie Buss.
That's Jeannie Buss. Like, that's the one that cut the checks.
You know, you can't be rude. And like we said, like you said, we don't know ideally what led her to just do that. Could have just been something quick and then boom, you know what I'm saying? So I think everybody need to calm down, because we be bringing different energy for certain situations that be similar when, you know, it's on the opposite side. So we going to just, you know, just keep it a buck, you know what I mean? Say that was obviously visually, it probably didn't look the greatest, but if you explain the scenario, right? Boom, let it go. Boom. But we got other scenarios though, right?
What you mean?
Las Vegas, right? Kiki Palmer and Usher.
Hello. Right?
So a lot of people thought that situation was, you know what I mean? I'm gonna let you take it, bro.
So for those of you who don't remember, man, when Kiki Palmer, she got serenaded by Usher at the concert, all the women was like, it's okay, let her be serenaded, let her do her thing. Woo. Obviously, at the time, she had a boyfriend. And now, obviously, in hindsight, we know the boyfriend was a scrub. He's a square, weak-ass nigga. But at the time, we didn't know all that. She had a boyfriend. So in that moment, she got a boyfriend. So a lot of dudes like, oh, she tripping. You can't be letting Usher be all on you like that. You dancing with him. You loving it. You biting your lip, closing your eye. Woo. But the women was defending the hell out of her. Now, on the flip side, Bolo Bands, what they doing? They LeBron wrong. He should have had no white women.
He should have just stood up and took his glasses off.
Should have walked away, hit the arm off. You a married man. Ooh. Nah, man. You can't have it both ways. Pick your side instead. I'm very big on consistency, Bolo. I'm with you on that, bro.
It got to be fair, man. I feel like you just got to be fair, because at the end of the day, that was harmless.
Yeah.
Now, let's add a little bit more to it, right? Kiki Palmer was there with a nice dress, very sexy dress, right? Now, if LeBron had his shirt off in that scenario, maybe that would have been a little bit more, you know, of a situation where I'm like, that's kind of, you know, inappropriate, right? A little bit too far. But I think it was, you know, at a basketball game.
And it's also who it is. This is Jeannie Buss. This is the owner of
that's,
the
Lakers. That's who's signing his checks.
Yeah, like... Play the system. He's trying to get this new contract. He's trying to a 3-year deal so he can play till he's 42, 43. Play the system.
Trying to play with Bronny.
I'm tell you right now, man. Sometimes you gotta flirt to get that dollar. I'm sorry. Ooh. I know that sounds crazy. Sometimes you gotta flirt a little bit to move forward in life. You know, when I say flirt, I'm not saying no crazy. I ain't saying you gotta be grabbing ass or doing no stupid.
You can flirt. Can you flirt?
I think you got to sometimes for business purposes. Yeah, both sides, men and women, though. I think men and women. Yeah, just a little bit.
Work both sides. Obviously, there's a such thing as pretty privilege. You know what I'm saying? That, you know.
Hello.
It, you know, it's real. You know, so women leverage that situation. You know what I'm saying? They can flirt because they know it'll work.
Ooh, they can flirt because they know it's going to work. I know women all the time who got dudes, who got husbands, who they go out with their homegirls, and, like, their dudes – are cool with, and they're aware that other dudes in that club or bar might like buy their girl a drink, and they cool with it because they like, they know that that girl ain't gonna like do nothing with them or do nothing like that. They just plan a system. They're like, shit, he gonna buy my drink, save
money. It goes back to like trust. You gotta trust your lady.
You gotta trust your lady. And the lady gotta trust your man.
Trust your man.
I think today's world, they don't trust. They don't trust your man. They don't trust us. They don't trust the M-E-N. And that's the problem. But I think sometimes you gotta, everything is relationship based in this world. It's not what you know, it's who you know and how you treat them. So sometimes you gotta make somebody feel a little good about it. I love your nails, man. You got your nail. Is that a brand new haircut you just got? Oh, that hair could look good, man. You got your hair is laid, girl. Because that might lead to that new contract, and that contract going to set you up
for
you
to take care of
everybody. Right. Oh, LeBron. I mean, guys. They love it, man.
Was hella horny from that shit.
Who was horny from that?
Jeannie Buss. That shit probably was turning her ass on, though, for real, for real. Why we keeping it a buck?
Jeannie Buss was in Playboy. If you don't know, then Google her. That's all I'm going to say. She was like 20 years old. She got the full everything showing.
Yeah.
It's the old school. You got the whole.
The whole pen and pal. Yeah. Whole love.
Mm-hmm. The whole.
He said she. What crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
man.
Wild, man.
But hey, it's been another amazing episode of The Porch, man. Absolutely. I see you got your Black and Proud tee on. Make sure everybody, man, y'all hit that subscribe button. We are so close to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. We got to get to that amazing number. So now we're eligible to begin monetization. So, man, we need about 40 more people to get to that point. We need y'all to subscribe. So send this link to your people. It'll take number the quick little tap, bro. You ain't got to pay to subscribe or nothing. Just press subscribe. How you do it, Bolo?
Boop, boop, boop.
One more time for the hood people in the back.
Boop, boop, boop.
And you done. You subscribe. That quick.
Tell a friend that this is The Porch Podcast, man. Quick gem that I learned, man. Just understand that the days are long, but the years are short. So when you wake up in the morning, just make sure that the best you
is the best you. And we out. Peace.
That was where all began. Had to put in work every day. We got it in. We chased all our dreams, and now they can't believe it. We make it look easy.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.